Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Esther, chapter 4 and verse 14. The book of Esther 4:14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. For you and your father's family will perish, and who knows what that you have come to your royal position, you become a queen for such a time as this. Amen. For such a time as this. My dear brothers and sisters, the story of Esther teaches us two important truths. Number one, you need mentors to guide you, because she was willing to listen to Mordecai. Esther discovered that her calling wasn't just to be a queen, but a deliverer for her people. So the question that I ask you today is, who is your Mordecai? Who knows you well enough to clarify and confirm your calling in life? Who loves you enough to challenge you when you get off track, or strengthen and encourage you when you want to give up and run? Where we have blind spots, we need people with 20/20 vision to speak into our lives. Joshua listened to Moses. Timothy listened to Paul. Ruth listened to Naomi. The question is, who are you listening to? Secondly, you need to know you are in the place God wants you to be. Mordecai, Esther's cousin, challenged her and changed her life by saying, who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this. Esther did not set out to be a queen, but once she was, she had to decide between her comfort and her calling. Right? I repeat that. She had to decide between her comfort and her calling. It is a choice you must make too. You say, what's my calling? It could involve your job, your marriage, your tasks as a parent, your friendships. It could involve the neighborhood where you live or volunteering at your church. One thing is certain, when God calls, it's your time. You may be tempted to think you're just treading water right now, waiting for some other time or some more important opportunity to arise. No, you don't get to choose your time. God does that. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, Psalmist writes, my times are in thy hand, in Psalm 31:15. You were born for such a time as this, to accomplish the purpose that God has given to you, that no one else can fulfill but you. So today, take that baton on, preach the gospel, stand in the gap for God's people, pray much, represent Christ correctly, and I promise you that you'll behold the visage of God and the glory of God in due time. Amen. You will be a deliverer. You will become a conduit and a catalyst of change for somebody today, and that the name of Jesus will be glorified. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. And I pray, Lord, Father, we thank you that we were born in such a time as this. We are placed in our workplaces with a purpose. We have a job and a business for a divine appointment of God, for the divine anointment of God to manifest in and through our lives in due time. Lord, we know that you make everything beautiful in your time. And today we are grateful to you that you are orchestrating everything on our behalf for our good, because your word says, everything worketh for good to them, those who love the Lord, and those who are called in accordance to your purpose. Abba Father, this morning we lift up your blood from the altar of God, the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, and I sprinkle your blood upon your flock. As they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, that your great grace and glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, flourish them, and prosper them. Above all, keep them from any and every appearance of evil. And bless them. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. Lord, I send forth your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be with them. Oh Lord, you will strengthen them and comfort them even right now in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.